We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's December 12th. It's 2022. It's a seven-game NBA slate. If you're watching on YouTube, it's Sunday night. We're watching some football, and I'm getting tilted by just how bad the Dolphins' defense is. And I said it on Twitter. If you want to come hang out and watch me tilt the Dolphins, come hang out. So hope everyone's having a great Sunday. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. Joined today by my good buddy, Will Priester, the Chief. He is the Justice and he is 06. Chief, what's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, brother. I'm trying to, man, here's to hoping this day just turns out a lot better than it has been. And we'll be good to go. Yep, be good to go.
I mean, a pretty solid day for me. Did really well like on Sleeper and Prize Picks with the 1 and 4 o'clock games. Did not do anything for the Dolphins game. Said I'm just gonna watch it. Played a disc golf tournament today, so I was like, I'm just gonna come home, relax, eat, take a shower, and watch the Dolphins game. And I knew we were getting on here probably around halftime, which is exactly what happened. And now I get to sweat the Dolphins, talk some hoops, and hang out with my good friend, Mr. Priester. I mean, it's a good Sunday. So hope, like I said, hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. We're going to get into this NBA slate. It's a really interesting slate. There's a lot going on this slate. It's going to be a fun one. And it's seven games, which, Will, I can't tell you how excited I get when we have a seven game slate on a Monday.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Yeezy, what's up? Brent, what's up? OS, what's up? YouTube chat, hanging out. Let's get into this NBA slate. If you haven't already, make sure you check out our sponsor, Sleeper Fantasy. Use promo code Grinders. Get into the Roto Grinders chat and get the $100 deposit bonus up to $100. Take advantage of that. Like I said, get in that squad chat. Sometimes when the morning grind game can't get posted, I post on there and I post on Twitter. Hopefully you join Fridays because we got back on track with a nice little 3X. And hopefully we can keep it rolling today. We get started with Brooklyn at Washington. 228 total. Brooklyn a 5-point favorite. Claxton questionable. Royce O'Neal out on the Brooklyn side. And then for Washington, Beal is out. Hachimura is out. Wright is out. Morris and Gill questionable. Well, Brooklyn side of things, I mean, Claxton matters a little bit. You know, we saw them kind of go, it was somewhat small the other day with Claxton out. We saw Sharp play 32 minutes against Indiana in that game. Just a monster game with 40 fantasy points.
Yeah,
at 3K. He's 3,800 here. What are your thoughts here on the Nets?
I mean, the value won't be, clearly, you know, Sharp at 30, I think, would still be in play, but wouldn't be as impactful, of course, because Simmons would be back, Durant would be back, Kyrie would be back. Yep. I don't feel as comfortable with any of that value, probably outside of Sharp at 3,800, who would, you know, still be playing some center. So he would be a guy that I'd be interested in. Outside of that, once again, I think if we, as we've talked about before, when this team is fully healthy, I mean, you can't play all these guys at these prices. Like, KD needs to be like 9,500 for me to get involved with him with Simmons and Kyrie there. And that doesn't even include Seth Curry, Joe Harris. Like, those guys are taking some shots as well. So I'm kind of out on a lot of these Brooklyn guys. Maybe Ben Simmons, but I mean, even, you know, is he going to be on a minutes limit again this time? Maybe. I'm just kind of out on Brooklyn outside of probably Sharp if Claxton sits.
Yeah, you know, honestly, with Sharp, if he's going to be popular at all, I think this is just one of those spots where you could be underweight on him. You know, we have a game under our belt with Claxton out with these guys in, and he really didn't play much in that game. I think Joe Harris moved into the starting lineup, but like Royce O'Neal's out as well. I think that we see Joe Harris play decent minutes at 4,300. The guy that I really feel like you could potentially take some tournament shots on if we get any kind of minutes news is TJ Warren at 4,100. No Royce O'Neal, no Claxton. Well, Claxton's questionable. I say no Claxton. Claxton's questionable. If O'Neal sits, well, O'Neal's out. If Claxton sits too, I think TJ Warren could potentially play 25 to 30 minutes if they give him the extra minute. And then on the Washington side, Beal already ruled out for this one. What do we like here for Washington?
Man, Kristaps Porzingis has been incredible, Stevie. I mean, just putting up monster performances almost every slate out. And so what we'll see here on this one is, you know, he's 9,500 now, but I don't care. I don't mind playing him. Denny Avdija is 4,900. Like, that's still an okay price for a guy playing 40 minutes. Like, I mean, 30 plus minutes. I don't hate that at all. And then, you know, if Morris and these guys sit, I think, you know, Goodwin is going to be in play again. If he's going to keep getting heavy minutes at 4,600, I think he's someone you have to consider.
Yeah, Kuzma and Porzingis are the usage guys with Bradley Beal, Hachimura, and Wright out. Porzingis is averaging almost 1.4 fantasy points per minute. He's 9,500. He's kind of priced up, but he is someone that even at 9,500 in this type of matchup could go for 50-plus. And seven-game slate, I think that is – it's solid for sure, especially in a matchup against Brooklyn. Really want to pay attention to this, like, Monte Morris news. If he were to sit in this game, Jordan Goodwin just becomes one of the best value plays on the slate. So you're definitely playing Jordan Goodwin if Morris sits. You know, you mentioned Denny. That's kind of it for me. I don't think I want to play Will Barton at 3,700. They're just not giving him minutes. And
yeah,
I'm just over the experience. Like, I'm out. Yeah, that's all I got. So we move on. We got Miami at Indiana taking on the Pacers. 228 total in this game. Miami a 2.5-point favorite. On the Miami side, Dedmon is questionable. Vincent, and you're 7 outs. And then on the Indiana side, Duarte and Tice out. So pretty close to full strength. A lot of probables here for Miami instead of question marks, which is nice. Night before. What do you like here for the Miami Heat, Will?
Well, the fact that they're healthy is very intriguing. And it also, like, who do you want to play, right? So when they're healthy, we're not playing vintage Kyle Lowry because he just doesn't have the same upside. So, like, he goes away from me. Tyler Hero's 8K now. Guess what? He's getting the X button. I'm not playing 8K Tyler Hero when everybody's full strength. We got Caleb Martin at 5K. I don't want to play him either when everyone's at full strength. You know, and they are playing the Indiana Pacers, so don't get me wrong. It's a good matchup, but I still think we've got better value. And then Jimmy Butler at 8,600. He's someone I don't mind playing. Is this still his team? I think so. I don't mind playing, but he's not a staple. And then we've got Bam Adebayo here at 8,200, and I'm not thrilled about playing him either with everyone healthy. The big thing is this matchup with Indiana is what makes me interested in playing them. But in a general sense, everybody's pretty priced up. So, I'm pretty out on Miami, even though they're playing Indiana, for what it's worth. It's really just the prices. And with Hero being 8K, it just really throws a wrench at things. I may play Jimmy Butler, Bam, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, Bam, 8,200. He takes a little bit of a production hit now with everyone kind of healthy. Butler, 8,600. We know that he's capable of like 50-plus point games. Hero, I mean, he could shoot lights out and have a big game, but I'm more likely to take a shot on Butler for, what is it, $600 more? So, you kind of nailed it, right? Everyone is getting healthy here for Miami, and they're all kind of priced like guys are out still. So matchup is fantastic. You know, if you're looking at playing like a Halliburton or someone else, high-end type of play on the Indiana side, and you want to run it back with like a Butler or a Bam, I don't hate that. But overall, I think that even for a game that has a 228 total, I'm not overly in love with it. The lowest total, for what it's worth, on the slate is like 223. Like, there we have 7 games, we have a lot of high totals, so you're not really missing out on this spot with these guys, the price the way that they are. Fantastic matchup for Bam, fantastic matchup for Hero, fantastic matchup for Butler. It's just prices are kind of right. Definitely gonna be looking at like the prop side of this, you know, the fantasy props, or if you're in a legal state, prop side. Because, I mean, I definitely don't hate, like, the props for points for Hero or Butler in this spot.
Yeah.
Pacer side, I mean, tough matchup going up against Miami. You know, Miami, defensively, when they're healthy, are a top 10 defense. They're, like, 13th in defensive rating right now. They've had guys in and out. What, if anything, do you like here for the Pacers?
I mean, I don't ever mind playing Halliburton just because his upside, man. Like, the guy can score 15 points and put up 50 fantasy points. He goes out there and gets 15 assists and 6 or 7 rebounds, couple steals, couple blocks. So I don't mind that. You know, Turner, now that Turner's minutes are stabilized, I don't mind taking shots at him in the 6K range for a guy that can put up 40 fantasy points. And then I know I've mentioned this on several occasions, but Benedict Mathurin continues to be one of my favorite guys here on this team in spots like this, where you expect to be fairly competitive. You know, they should be behind this game. Maybe they let him give him a little bit more of a leash because he's come off the bench. So, but that's about it for me. This isn't a great spot for Indiana, great spot for Miami. But once again, Halliburton always in play for me with how this has gone this season.
How is that roughing the passer? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, someone explain to me how that's roughing the passer. That is such a bad call. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Will. All right. Oh, man, what a terrible call. Anyway, I mean, Halliburton, I want to see his ownership, right? Like, at the end of the day, you know, when we're looking at building teams at, like, 6, 6:30, you know, getting down to, like, crunch time type of NBA builds, I want to see his ownership. If Halliburton's going to be low-owned, I mean, the Halliburton, Hero, Butler type of stack, one of those guys with Halliburton definitely could work. I mean, the first time these two teams played, I'm pretty sure that Hero went off, but Butler was out. So I think Halliburton's interesting if he's low owned, but outside of that, I don't really have a ton of interest. Everyone's kind of getting healthy here for the Pacers, and they're all priced like people are out as well. So kind of overpriced game, just in general, kind of overpriced game. Atlanta at, oh gosh, that roughing the passer call, like, makes me want to throw my hat. I cannot believe they called that roughing the passer. That is just such a bad call. Atlanta at Memphis, 228.5 total here. Memphis, a 6.5-point favorite. Atlanta's on a second end of a back-to-back, so we don't have an injury report for them. We do expect DeJounte Murray and John Collins to be out. We'll have to see. You know, Hunter's been in and out with this hip injury. Is he going to play, you know, the second end of a back-to-back? He played 26 minutes on Sunday. So we'll have to see what we're looking at here for Atlanta. On the Memphis side, Adams is questionable. Bain is out. Green is out. And Ja Morant is questionable. Let's start here with the Atlanta side. What do you like here for the Hawks?
Man, Trae Young, you know, with no DeJounte, you just feel like the big game should be coming soon. But, man, you know, playing against Memphis should be a tough spot for him. I don't hate it, but, you know, I also don't love it. I do think Mr. Bogdanovich is somebody, Stevie, that, man, him and Goodwin today could be incredible plays together. I don't think it's going to be a secret. I think a lot of people will be playing Bogdanovich, but you should be. He's 4,800 playing 30-plus minutes. He's too cheap for his role right now. Too cheap.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about him on the second end of a back-to-back. I don't think they've let him play a back-to-back, but I also don't know if they've had the opportunity to play a back-to-back since he's come back. So we'll have to see. I mean, the minutes have been exactly what we've kind of been hoping for here, and he's been absolutely crushing. We continued to say, like, on the podcast that, like, he's not going to continue to shoot bad every night. Like, it was eventually going to start going in. So Bogdanovich, assuming that he plays, man, if we start getting guys rolled out here, this is a spot you definitely want to get some exposure. Memphis is a good defensive team, but they could potentially be without Adams and Morant as well in this one. So yeah, just overall, I think that this is a game. I mean, Trae Young, his usage rate is through the roof. He played 42 minutes against Chicago on Sunday, which is a little concerning, but I mean, his usage is just insane with DeJounte off the floor. So I like Atlanta a lot. It's just really kind of picking the pieces. AJ Griffin, 40 minutes against the Bulls. He hit the game winner too, I'm pretty sure, in that one. So big minutes. Watch what we're looking at here if we get any injury news. Going to the Memphis side of this game, Atlanta is a pretty solid defensive team. But a lot of that has to do with, like, DeJounte Murray, and the fact that he's out is a huge hit to this defense. Pace-wise, I mean, both of these teams are top 10 in pace. It's going to be a fast-paced game. Ja Morant's one of the biggest injury news that we have on this slate. I think that with the right thigh injury, who knows whether or not he's going to play or not. Do they need him in this game, I think, is what they're going to be looking at. If Atlanta starts sitting people on the back-to-back, what do you like here for Memphis?
Yeah, well, I think I like Ja if he plays. It should be. I like competitive games, Stevie. Like, you know, even though sometimes it may be a little bit more tough, man. When you can get stars against stars, I always like spots like this. The big thing, though, like you said, if Ja Morant happens to sit, like, of course you're going to get Tyus at 51. You know, you'll have, you know, maybe you want to play some Contra at 46. Maybe, you know, I don't think that'll be my
especially
favorite.
If Adams is out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I was actually going. I was going to say, I don't think it'll be my favorite play right off the bat, but then you've got Mr. Adams here at 5,400, which would also open it up. And then that would also, you know, yield some Brandon Clark minutes, probably about 25. I would assume he'd play 25 plus minutes in this spot, and he'd be another value that I think you could plug in. So these are all really, really, really good plays if these guys are out for sure.
If Ja and Adams play, I don't have a ton of interest in Memphis in general. If they sit, you just plug in Tyus Jones anytime Ja Morant is out. Also, if both of those guys sit, I have a ton of interest in Triple J. He's 7,100, which is kind of pricey, but I think he could go for 40-plus fantasy points in the spot. So if these guys sit, I have a ton of interest in him. Like you said, Brandon Clark becomes very interesting if Adams does not play. So, yeah, I mean, definitely a spot we're going to be watching injury news on both sides of this game. You got Atlanta on a back-to-back. You got Memphis with potentially out their – I mean, their best player might not be in this game. So, going to Dallas. We got OKC at Dallas, 228 total here. Dallas, an 8.5-point favorite. On the OKC side, Kendrick Williams out. Keebler questionable on the Dallas side. Luka is probable. I know he has a questionable tag on DraftKings, but he's probable to play. Let's start with the Thunder. I mean, this has all the makings of like SGA and Luka combining for 125 to 140 fantasy points. the most usage you're going to get out of two players. What are your thoughts here on the Thunder?
Yeah, I mean, with the Thunder, you know, you at this point, SGA is, you know, considered a stud and for good reason. I mean, not only is he putting up fantasy points, Stevie, but, you know, for a while it felt like he was scoring 30 points every night. I mean, 30-plus points, excuse me. Dallas has been a fairly good team at limiting fantasy points. So, overall, just in general. So, I'm not as interested in SGA today as I would be usually. I think I'd probably be more interested on the prop side with him just because I feel like, you know, they may limit him some, limit his production, not him have limited minutes, but limit his production. All in all, I kind of don't want to play anybody from OKC, to be quite honest with you. Lou Dort, I know he'll get 30 minutes as long as everything's good, but, you know, I at 5,200, I don't hate it, but he's not at the top of my list.
Yeah, so, I mean, on the Thunder side of things, I really think this game is a stack a SGA, like SGA, Luka, and that's how I get exposure. I mean, I'm going to talk about Tim Hardaway Jr. I know he's kind of cooled off, but he's still kind of chucking, and I still think this is a great matchup for him, and we'll talk about that in a second. But, I mean, on the Thunder side, the minutes are kind of all over the place. It's usually just who is playing well, which – at the end of the day, we don't want to see if Kendrick Williams is out like he's expected to be. Maybe, just maybe, this is a spot you take a shot on like Poku or like a Jalen Williams type of play. I don't love it, but there are, you know, if Poku's going to get a majority of Kendrick Williams minutes, that's going to put
he's
him around
30 plus. I get it.
Yeah, like, that's going to put him at 30, close to 30. So at 4,400, I think you could potentially take a shot on that. But yeah, I mean, SGA Luka stacks I think are very much in play. I really could see them combining for a monster night. Dallas, I said Luka. Hey, I just, hey, listen, Dallas is Luka, right? What are your thoughts here on the Mavs?
The Luka Mavericks.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, listen, if you have it, build it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to hate on it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to Dallas, it is Luka. Now, Tim Hardaway Jr. has started to crank up some upside, Stevie, but I'm not thrilled about it now with all those bodies they have. And now, especially with Kemba Walker in the building as well, it's just everybody's upside is just really capped outside of Luka Doncic.
Yeah, I mean, Kemba, was it 20 minutes? Oh, Tyreek Hill is so fast. That's a good touchdown. That's a good touchdown for you. Didn't you need something for Tyreek?
Oh, he caught a touchdown?
He did. Oh, well, I got my boy Will smiling over here.
Yes.
I got my boy Will smiling over here. All right.
Well, Tyreek second half. Done.
All right. We got a football game.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah, I mean, Kemba played 20 minutes. What was it? It was Saturday, right? He played 20 minutes Saturday in his debut. And he really didn't do much. Five shot attempts. Went to the free throw line. Was aggressive. I think if you're a Dallas fan and you're like, you know, whether or not you want to believe in like Kemba or not or whatever, it's good to see him be aggressive. I don't really expect him to play a ton of minutes, but you're right. Could he potentially hurt the upside of Tim Hardaway? Sure. That Chicago game, I don't think you can compare it to that game because the game was just such a blowout. So I don't mind taking some shots on Tim Hardaway. I don't think I'm taking shots on Kemba yet. I'm interested to hear your thoughts really quick on that. But yeah, Luka SGA, definitely in play. What are your thoughts on Kemba?
Yeah, it's just, man, he's 3,700. It's not a bad price, but I mean, I don't think he has too much upside here. And if I miss out on Kemba Walker upside, then I just miss out. You know what I mean? Like, at 20 minutes, I don't feel like Kemba's going to burn me. If he was 3K still and we saw him getting 20 minutes, I'd be a lot more interested. A lot more interested.
Will is spoken like a true Charlotte fan. All right, we got Cleveland at San Antonio, 223.5 total. This line screams that Mitchell is not going to play. Cleveland is a 5.5-point favorite with Kevin Love and Mitchell questionable, Rubio, Wade, and Windler out, Bates, Diop, and Poeltl out for San Antonio. This line is fishy. What are your thoughts here on Cleveland?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Feels like Mitchell is trending towards being out here. I know it's saying he's questionable, but he's missed the last two games. And then Stevie, realistically, do they need Donovan Mitchell to win this game or be competitive? Nope. Absolutely not. So, if there's any risk of any type of extra strain or re-injury, you just hold him out of this game. Like, right? Yeah. You just keep him out. So
I don't even think twice about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean they got bigger goals, I think, than beating the Spurs. So Darius Garland will be just fine without Mitchell. Caris LeVert will probably be ecstatic that Mitchell doesn't play because he can get a few more shots up. Stevie, Karis LeVert took 20, has taken almost 20 shots or over 20 shots in two straight games. You don't think he wants Mitchell? Hey, Mitchell, I got you, buddy. You just have a seat so he can get back to, you know, kind of his style of play. So I like that a ton. And then, you know, Mobley and Allen will be playing. I think Mitchell sits. I think it's Garland. I think it's LeVert. And you roll it from there.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I really think that Mitchell sits in this game. And with that thought process, LeVert, one of the best value plays on the slate. Evan Mobley has some serious upside in this matchup as well. Outside of those two guys, I mean, I don't have a ton of interest. I definitely could take some shots on Jared Allen in tournaments at 7K. So that would probably be my, like, Cleveland player pool. I feel like I'm missing somebody, but, like, Jetty Osman, his minutes kind of all over the place. Lamar Stevens, he had a good game against the Thunder the other night, but he's not typically a high usage guy. So I don't think I'd get there. They don't play again until Wednesday, and it's against Dallas. I feel like if you were Cleveland, you want Mitchell to be good to go for Dallas on Wednesday instead of this game. So that's my thought. On the San Antonio side, with the like continuation of the assumption that Mitchell sits in this game, I definitely have some interest in Johnson, Vassell, and Trey Jones. Cleveland's a good defensive team. If Mitchell's out, they take a little bit of a hit, and this game probably stays closer. What are your thoughts here on the Spurs?
Yeah, so, you know, they've got some interesting pieces with Poeltl being out. And, you know, so they've been playing Collins, and they've had a slightly different rotation. You know what I mean? And so Vassell did come back, but Vassell didn't start the other night. My assumption is he would start tonight, though.
Yep.
For this particular game. At 7,200, I don't hate it. Does he have enough upside against Cleveland? He's at home. Maybe he does. But all in all, I'm not thrilled about it. So, yeah. It's maybe Vassell, maybe Doug McDermott. Because, you know, Doug has picked up some minutes as well. You know, around 25 minutes. And he's a guy that's going to score for him a little bit. But the Spurs are just kind of uninspiring for me, especially with Johnson being at 7,800. I don't think that price is worth it.
Yeah, I have a tough time playing Collins. Bassey has so much more upside. The minutes are going to go to Collins. I just wish they'd get away from Collins and let Bassey try to get the minutes, but Yeezy just said the same thing in chat. Like, he, you know, I like, we just, gosh, I don't know if
you know how this is going.
Langford is someone else that has been playing really solid minutes here recently. If you want to take a shot on him in tournaments with Poeltl still out and Bates Diop out, I don't hate Langford at 4K. If we kind of have him projected in like 24 to 28 minute range. Minnesota at Portland.
This is a repeat from over the weekend, actually.
Is this one? Okay.
Yeah.
You know how much NBA I watch on the weekends.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was bringing it up. Yep. He played this. They played the same game this weekend.
232 total. Portland, a 4.5 point favorite. McLaughlin, doubtful. Prince and Cat out. Little and Payton out for Portland. Lillard back. You know, that's always a good sign for Portland. Going to the Minnesota side first, Anthony Edwards just continues to have monster usage. His price has definitely caught up. I don't know if it's caught up enough. He's someone that I've been living on the points prop because it still continues to come in at like 23.5 every day, and I just keep taking you over. What are your thoughts here on Minnesota?
Well, let me just say that Rudy Gobert owes me a ton. I've been taking his under on points, and I know Cat's out. I've been taking the unders, and man, it's been awful. he's been destroying worlds. And of course, I'm probably going to consider playing Gobert tonight, which means he's going to do absolutely nothing. But Stevie, these past few games that he's been on a tear. I think you have to consider him at 7,200 for a guy that's putting up 40 plus almost every game here recently. So I like him a ton. Somebody else that I've liked has been D'Angelo Russell. Like, he's been good too. Not as good Saturday, but I wish he was a little bit cheaper. But hey, I don't mind D'Angelo Russell as well. You'll take a shot with him. So for instance, and here's what I mean, Stevie. Anthony Edwards is 9,400 and D'Angelo Russell is 7,500. Like, that's a really big gap. And D'Angelo has 45-ish upside, you know, and I know Edwards can get to probably in the 50s, but I think there's enough meat on the bone for Russell with Cat out, especially in terms of his scoring. Like, if you look at his scoring has really picked up with Cat out. 27, 28, 30, 24, scoring 20-plus real points every game. So I like him a ton. And then one more piece, Stevie, that's been interesting. Now, his price has come up now. But Slomo's playing 30-plus minutes here. I like him a lot. He's a value play that I don't think people get to on this slate. I like Slomo a ton.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right.
Especially in this game.
Now for us old guys, who the heck is Slomo?
Oh, Kyle Anderson.
Oh, all right. Listen, I was just about to talk about his point, rebound, and assist props.
It's amazing right now.
Yeah.
Amazing. Slomo.
I don't think I've ever heard Kyle Anderson. Like, am I just out of the loop? Like, am I just old? Like, are these gray beard like hairs? Like, all right, now I'm concerned about these gray hairs. I've never heard him called Slomo before.
Yeah.
All right. Kyle Anderson is a good basketball player.
Yeah.
Health has always been his biggest thing, but he's a good basketball player.
Yep.
Portland side of this game, you know, for one thing, we're not paying this price for Simons with Lillard back. We could start easily right there. We're probably, everyone in the NBA circles call, okay, all right. I don't know where I've been, under a rock. I really did not, like, I always called Kyle Anderson. I did not know his nickname was Slomo.
Oh, boy.
All right. The Portland side, I feel like Grant and Simons probably too expensive with Lillard back. We see a big usage. Yeah, that is true. I definitely have some dad brain. There's no doubt about that. I think Lillard potentially in play. I could see him having a big game. You know, went for 36 points the other night against this team. I don't think I want to pay for Simons and Grant unless you tell me why I should.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
All right.
Grant, 7,600. I think that's too expensive. You know, I mean, with Lillard back, man, it's just his upside is capped a ton. Same thing for Simons at 8,100. Like, they're going to have capped upside with Lillard. Like, you can't pay these prices. You just can't.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
And I don't even want to play for Dame at 10-2, to be honest with you. But Stevie, like, historically, Dame has not been a 10K player. He's been more like a 9,500 player. You know what I mean?
I mean, when you're looking at when you're looking at like time when like CJ McCollum was out in years past, I mean, he's been a 10K player. No more CJ.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, yeah, their team is full strength, I think, you know.
For what it's worth, I have Lillard as one of the sleeper morning grind game picks today at over 27.5 points. We're going to talk about it during the morning game.
I don't mind that at all.
Yeah. So we're going to get there. Like, both of my morning grind game sleeper picks come from this game. So we'll get there in a few minutes. All right. Anything else here from this one?
No, sir.
Tua. Oh, my gosh. This guy drives me crazy. Watching him play football drives me crazy. Boston at LA taking on the Clippers. 227 total. Boston a 3.5-point favorite. Gallinari, Horford, Robert Williams out, Powell out for the Clippers. Going to the Boston side first. No Horford. Potential minutes for a guy like Grant Williams in a matchup against the Clippers. Grant Williams is a low usage guy. I think it bumps up like rebound upside for like Jason Tatum. And some of these other guys, like we could see like Jaylen Brown, who's very active, you know, on the rebounds, like, you know, get there in this one. They're just expensive. Like the Boston guys you want to play in this game, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, are priced up where they should be. What do you like here, if anything, for Boston?
Yeah, man, I can't pay these prices for these guys, Stevie. And Tatum's been... he's been amazing. Like, he's been sensational. But at 11-1, I'm going to pass. And I'm probably going to pass on the whole Boston squad. Like, you know, I've talked about Malcolm Brogdon. Like, when he was 42 and 4,300, you know, and a whole lot cheaper, you know, or like mid-fours, he's okay. But, like, at 4,900, you know, Brogdon isn't a guy that's going to go out right now and get 30 points every night. So I'm going to be avoiding him. I don't know if I can play anyone from Boston. And while they may go out and have a tremendous game, I still don't think I can do it.
For what it's worth, you know, I think both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum points, rebound number, I don't know if I'd add an assist, but both of these guys' points and rebounds props are interesting. Jaylen Brown more so because it had probably come in lower and he's just been on fire recently. As far as the Clippers are concerned, Paul George, 9,200. I think he's going to need a big game in this one if this one stays close. So, I mean, Kawhi, he seems very capped at like this 30-minute limit. John Wall, 29 minutes and 27 minutes in two of his last three, which is kind of interesting. I mean, honestly, I think the Clippers might be underpriced for their upside. Both Paul George, Kawhi, and even potentially John Wall. Like, if John Wall is going to get close to 30 minutes, he has massive upside. Really low floor. But I think that, like, this game, this could be potentially, like, the closest game of the night and uber competitive all game, and we see guys just have their, like, upside type of game. So I really don't hate Paul George like Jaylen Brown stacks in this game and kind of hoping you get really close basketball. And I think it's different. I really think it ends up being different on a 7-game slate.
No, I'm with you 100%, Stevie. These are typically, like you said, the type of games I like to stack. Like, I remember, and I've probably mentioned this before, but it's just it's a call I remember, I think, having on a show, which is why I remember it so much. But I remember stacking Kyrie and Kawhi in a Toronto-Boston game where it felt really yucky. But it's like, I think Kyrie might have been 8K. Kawhi was probably 9K something, you know, somewhere up in there. And it was like, the game's going to be competitive. Like, I'm just, and they both just kind of went off for like 60, you know. And I totally get that call. I love taking spots like this, especially for Paul George. I'm not as high on Kawhi because I think he could be pulled at any time. I know his minutes are trending up, but I just can't trust Kawhi right now, man. I can't. But Paul George, stacking him with one of these big Boston guys, I totally get it. Totally get it.
I mean, the thing about Kawhi, though, is like if you do get an increase of two to four minutes. If you get an increase of 2 to 4 minutes at 7K, that's now we're getting into like triple double upside at 7K. So
yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, like in large field tournaments, I think he just has to. I think he has to be on your list of, you know, potential tournament plays. The ceiling is there. The shot attempts, you know, double digit shot attempts now in three straight games. You know, we want to continue to see like over 13 to 15 shots for him, and you know we're gonna see the big game here soon. And I mean, like I said, if you're on the right side of him getting the 2 to 4 extra minutes, but the flip side, you're right. If the game gets out of hand at all, he's the first guy off the floor. It's not even close. He might not see fourth quarter minutes in general if the game's not close. So
yeah,
I mean, risk reward.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to play the morning grind game and then get out of here. YouTube chat, thanks for hanging out. Feel free to play along as well with your morning grind game questions. Favorite play under 5K to be 7X. Who do you got, Will? Who's your value play today?
I mean, I think this is fairly easy. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say more assists. Give me Goodwin.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm going to go with the same thought process I said earlier. Obviously, this does not work if Mitchell plays, but I'm going to go LeVert at the exact 5K, which I changed the rule this year, so can't come at me. Changed it. Sup. Yeah. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who is your bust today?
I think we've got a lot of candidates here. I'm going on a limb. Give me Kyrie against Washington.
I'm going to go KD. So one of us or both of us might be right. So I'm going to go KD at 11K. I mean, there's so many good plays on this slate. I just don't see myself getting to KD. I just don't see it happen.
Yeah.
Favorite 6X play can be anybody. Who do you got?
Yeah, man. This is one of my favorites on the day, Stevie. And when I looked at the spot, I looked at the matchup, I said, man, this could be insane. And I talked about it earlier. I said it was the one guy that I really liked that has burned me. Give me Rudy Gobert.
I mean, the matchup is nice. You're not wrong. Matchup is nice.
Give me Gobert.
Yeah.
I hope I'm right.
Yeah. The one time you like, I'm going to bring him up. He's going to shoot for 2 for 12. He's going to have like.
You already know.
More shot attempts than he's had. And he's going to do less fantasy points. He's bad, so
you already know how this is going. I know.
I'm gonna go kind of expensive today. I don't always love going expensive, but I'm gonna go expensive today. I really think Damian Lillard is going to have a big game tonight. I think we're gonna what time is it type of game from Dame. So it's game time. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got? Who's getting weird today?
I think I'm going to stay in that same game. I talked about it. Give me D'Angelo Russell, 7,500. I don't think anybody wants to play him, but once again, man, his upside is there now with Cat out of the building for a while. So I like him a ton.
I wrote this one down earlier as we were going through, and I could be so right or so wrong. We're going to go to San Antonio against Cleveland, and I am going to go to Charles Bassey at 3.9. Give him 25 minutes. If we can get that 25-minute game, we're going to smash. He's blowout-proof. He'll get minutes in a blowout. Give me Charles Bassey as my Let's Get Weird GPP plays a day. No one's playing this guy. No one's playing him. I'm going to, and I'm going to lose money on him. But listen, that's what it's all about. Yes. All right. Let's – any bets standing out to you here?
Let me see. Give me a second here. Oh, boy. Give me Give me Kyle Lowry under 23.5 points, rebounds, assists.
All right. Like it? I like Cleveland minus 5.5. I mean, you're way ahead. You're way ahead if Mitchell plays. I think they beat the Spurs without Mitchell and Kevin Love by 5.5 with no problem. So give me Cleveland minus 5.5. Heading on over to Sleeper Fantasy. Again, promo code Grinders. This is the Morning Grind 2-pick play for the day. Get both of these rights. All in, 3X. I got Anthony Edwards over 25.5 and Lillard over 27.5. Both of those on points. I think both of those guys keep us rolling. Keep us rolling here from Friday. Mr. Priester, you have any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, man. I'm just glad to hang out and talk with you. I told you it felt like it had been a while, but this was fantastic. I enjoyed the show a bunch tonight. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us on YouTube as well.
Yeah, man. Thanks for hanging out. There's someone in chat, Stephen Smith, said, Chief, you've been on everything today. I've spent more time watching Chief than football today. So thanks for finishing up your busy day.
That's yappy.
Yeah. Thanks for finishing up your busy day. Hope everyone enjoyed the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you again tomorrow.